Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
John, talk to us what the Supreme Court just did.
Yes, the Supreme Court unanimously ruled that the police may not search the cell phones of criminal suspects upon arrest without a warrant. This is CNN reporting, and they're saying it's a sweeping endorsement for privacy rights, which is basically the Constitution. The justices voted 9-0.
This is very encouraging, everyone. This is so encouraging because that means the Supreme Court judges that are there presently in the Supreme Court made this ruling 9-0. Mm-hmm. They said the Fourth Amendment stands in regards to digital data on your phone,
mm-hmm.
which means the ramifications is NSA and all these ones that are gathering data on everyone.
Case law.
Exactly.
Case law.
Oh, wow. Went all the way back to law school. That's
hey.
It. Yeah, it's case law, man. Let me read you the Fourth Amendment while we're talking about this, and so you know actually what your rights are as the Fourth Amendment. The Fourth Amendment to the Constitution says that the right of the people, this is your right. You, if you're an American citizen, this is your right. The right of you, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, homes, houses, and effects, papers, which would be digitals today, mm-hmm. placing paper. They call it going green. Actually, it's violating your Fourth Amendment rights. Going
yeah, exactly.
green. Oh, man, the whole thing. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall be issued but upon probable cause supported by an oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the person and thing to be seized. So not only do they have to get a, they have to say, why do you want to get on that phone?
Right.
Keep on talking about that.
Well, they're reporting that the justices said that basically that smartphones and other electronic devices were not previously in the same category as wallets, briefcases, you know, your vehicle. And it says currently they're all these are limited to initial examination by law enforcement, and generally because they want to make sure that law enforcement is safe. But now because, you know, what happened that prompted this to go all the way to the Supreme Court was, I guess, two gentlemen were arrested in separate cases in Maryland. And when they were arrested, the police were able to use their cell phones to get data, texts, pictures, all that type of stuff.
Everything.
And they were convicted on that. Well, these are your papers. These are your rights. They have to have a search warrant. The same way they would need a search warrant to search your house, maybe search your vehicle, they need a search warrant to be able to search your electronic data.
That's very encouraging. We talked about this on June 17th in regards to a particular article you can see on the VFN Torch. Is the White House encouraging police to hide surveillance using your cell phone? And it's talking about that what you have there, you'll find out the sources to it. But they are coming from the federal government, and they were telling local law enforcement, which is very unusual for that to happen, don't make it known that we can search all the data on someone's phone, that we can actually go through a neighborhood and we can actually obtain all of that, the data on your phone without even touching your phone.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the reports are.
Wow.
And now you're saying they're clarifying that, the Supreme Court. That means if a investigator with your local law enforcement goes to your neighborhood and uses that particular equipment that is reportedly told, being they're being told by the federal government not to mention this to anybody, is if they do that, they're violating your constitutional rights. It's illegal. It's illegal for them to do that. It's I guess it'd be criminal for them to actually do that. Definitely civil. And that's encouraging because when they say go green, I mean, you may have a local utility bill and they're telling you over and over again to go green, don't get a paper bill, you know, save the trees and this type of thing. But what happened was you went straight from all these laws that protected that letter when it came through your mailbox. There's all kinds of laws that protects mail fraud and different things that can happen that guard your mail when it gets all the way to you. The second you said, I didn't want that paper bill anymore or that paper letter, you exited all those laws that were written for paper and you entered into a new realm that had yet the laws to be written, which is written today, in regards to the digital realm. So they actually can find everything about you in that digital realm. They couldn't before because they actually had to go and and go to your utility company would stick to that scenario, and they had to put a search warrant out that swear before a judge that this is what I'm looking for. I need to know, did they have this much power or whatever, you know, some sort of utility issue that matched with this criminal use or something. And the judge would make a determination, yes or no. If the judge said yes, then they have a specific warrant to go look for a specific thing, for a specific letter, for a specific probable cause that was taking place in a crime. But the second you moved away from the paper, you moved into a whole new realm. There's no laws written for it yet. I mean, there really is. They just were choosing not to say that our data is our own.
Right.
I mean, it is. But now they're actually clarifying it.
There's that still on the books, the Electronic Communications Act of 1986, that says that any emails that are left on your server past 6 months are considered abandoned, and they don't even need a search warrant. And so there's talks about getting that removed. But you're right. I mean,
yeah.
You have a constitution. You don't have to have all these laws. Uh-huh. Constitution says that's your personal property.
And understand the two different law factors. There was laws written for the paper. There wasn't. There really was the Constitution, but in their mind, there wasn't. But now they have. Well, it's the same thing with your phone. You have a wired phone coming into your office or your home. There's laws written for that wire. There's specific laws written for that wire. But if you switch to a cell phone, if you switch to a voice over internet phone, all those different phones, you're entering into a whole new digital realm that they failed to identify as just as violating, just the same as violating your constitutional rights on a wired line. Mm-hmm. It would be the same on a virtual line or a wireless line.
Digital.
And now this is good news because now they're starting to define this thing. The sad thing about it is they've gathered so much stuff on everybody already. And how do you, you know, disregard that? How do you do away with that type of thing? And so this is great breaking news. 9-0.
9-0.
The Supreme Court ruled. And that means that we're all on the same side of the Constitution. We're all saying that the liberals, conservatives, the mutual folks, whoever, everybody's saying, we want to hold the Constitution. That is very encouraging.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is so encouraging for that to take place. And that just redefines everything. As a matter of fact, it begins to cause you to look at Snowden a little bit differently.
Mm-hmm.
Snowden said, I was standing up for the Constitution. Mm-hmm. They were violating people's constitutional right. And Snowden is this man that worked for, I guess, NSA and you know, violated, you know, the trust of our country by, you know, I don't know what he did, whether he took our data and information. But what he was saying was they were violating the Fourth Amendment rights. And it looks like, according to the Supreme Court, they just
happen no more.
Well, it looks like they just clarified his position that data did belong to every individual, and it was a violation of each individual's constitutional right. And I really think there should be this, because we did an earlier segment on the number of search warrants that went up ever since we entered into the data realm. Entered into cell phones. Mm-hmm. It went from, I mean, just it's huge numbers. We'll make it available to you on this particular post inside the Torch. But they went up because it came so easy to be able to just say, hey, you know, it's a less protected data. What's the big deal? And they just search all your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you think about it. I think everybody should get a letter from any law enforcement agency that did that, and they came through it finding out they were wrong. And we did compromise your data, because we're concerned about the nation's data being compromised. Uh-huh. We should get a letter. Not only did they have to issue a warrant, not violate your Fourth Amendment rights, but they believed that a crime was being committed or about to be committed, so therefore their warrant got approved in this scenario. They come through it and they find out that there was no crime.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, you know, you didn't know, but that's what happened to your life. They just pilfered your life. And you know, and that's held to a point of, you know, who is that person? Who are those folks? Mm-hmm. They should have to write a letter and say, I just want to let you know that we thought this was going on in your life. We took a warrant down to the judge. He agreed with us. And when we did search your data, we did search your property, we found out that it was wrong and you didn't violate a crime. We just want to let you know this took place. But we did follow the proper, mm-hmm. and then it's like, that makes you think twice, but right now they can do that and not even...
You don't even know.
Don't even know they do. Uh-huh. And there's like, I mean, I forget how many, maybe a million search warrants or something. It's this huge number. And it's like every day somebody's stuff is being searched. And I think if you're a law-abiding citizen and it's a government by the people and for the people, and we are actually the ones, the people of the nation are the ones that are leading the nation, then if we actually had to search a member of our own community and we were wrong in our assumptions, then we should have a standard letter that we write to them and saying, you know, we didn't tell you about this because this is what we thought was going on. But we found out as we follow the process of law and we made this search that you are a law-abiding citizen. You have not violated any laws. And we just want to let you know this happened. And if you have any questions, just talk to us. We'll be glad to. Isn't that cool?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be great. Uh-huh. There'd be a lot less search warrants because they had to explain there was false pretenses for what they were doing with people's information. And in some judges that would have actually wouldn't have signed that if they'd known it was going to come into the light. But if all that happens in darkness, think about it. We need to bring all that into the light, especially when it comes time to the church in regards to persecuting the church. And it's like, we've got to make sure that we bring everything to the surface in the context of that. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.